This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Democratic chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee says it has reached an agreement to hear from a whistleblower whose complaint sparked an impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff told ABC's This Week on Sunday that he expects the whistleblower to testify under certain conditions.
Come in without a minder from the Justice Department or from the White House to tell the whistleblower what they can and cannot say. We'll get the unfiltered testimony of that whistleblower. Now, we are taking all the precautions we can to make sure that we do so. We allow that testimony to go forward in a way that protects the whistleblower's identity.
The whistleblower alleges that Trump, in a July 25th phone call, sought help from the new president of Ukraine in digging up incriminating information about former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Biden is one of the Democratic challenges for the 2020 presidential election. The White House has released a rough transcript of the phone call and insisted the whistleblower didn't have firsthand information to make the allegations. Trump has called the impeachment inquiry the greatest scam in the history of American politics. Tens of thousands of Russians jammed into a central Moscow square on Sunday as opposition groups sought to regain momentum following a summer of demonstrations against Russia's political system. The event was the first time that anti-corruption crusader Alexei Navalny has appeared at a demonstration since he was released from jail last month. He's been held for 30 days for repeatedly organizing unauthorized public gatherings. Activists demanded that authorities halt a campaign of raids and arrests targeting Navalny and his network of supporters nationwide. The trigger for the biggest wave of anti-government rallies in years was efforts by election officials to prevent opposition candidates from running. From Washington, this is VOA News. Britain's Boris Johnson said on Sunday that he will not resign even if he fails to secure a withdrawal deal with the European Union before the end of October. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
You are not free!
As his Conservatives' annual conference begins in Manchester, the Prime Minister is seeking to rally his party behind his do-or-die message, that he will deliver Brexit by the end of October, with or without a deal.
Order!
But he's declined to explain how he will circumvent a law passed by Parliament that would force him to ask the EU for a delay to Brexit if he has not secured a withdrawal deal by the end of an EU summit on October the 17th and 18th.
Not a good start, Boris.
He's called that law the Surrender Act. Opposition lawmakers have said such language is stoking division in an already fractured country.
With many of us in this place subject to death threats and abuse every single day.
I have to say, Mr. Speaker, I've never heard such humbug in all my life.
Speaking on the Andrew Marr show on Sunday...
Including you.
I think I've been a model of restraint, but I think everybody should calm down.
Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Hong Kong protests turned violent Sunday in some of the most widespread violence in more than 3 months of anti-government unrest. Reuters' Emir McCarthy has that story.
Proudly flying the Chinese flag, around 200 Hong Kongers from pro-Beijing groups rallied across the city ahead of Chinese National Day on Tuesday. Some demonstrators calling for the end of opposition protests, which have gripped the city for months.
I'm proud as a Chinese, I'm proud living in Hong Kong.
Meantime, anti-Chinese protesters were flying flags from across the globe
to give pressures upon the Beijing government not to carry them anymore.
But their march quickly descended into chaos.
Reuters' Emir McCarthy reporting. UN humanitarian agencies are shifting efforts away from emergency aid to longer-term recovery assistance for Hurricane Dorian survivors in the Bahamas. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Aid agencies rushed life-saving aid into the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian, a deadly Category 5 storm, devastated the islands early this month. The toll from this disaster is huge. Latest UN reports put the number of dead at 53, including 600 missing. Chief of Press and External Relations at the UN in Geneva, Réal LeBlanc, says the Bahamian government is now shifting emergency efforts to recovery.
As of Wednesday, the UN humanitarian organizations had supported the government in delivering over 350,000 meals, 135,000 liters of water, health services, debris removal, waste management, temporary housing, and other items.
I'm Marissa Melton.